Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, Saul asked me a question and he got me thinking.
Yeah.
And before I get to a question that Saul asked me, I've got to ask you a question. Do you slaughter at your house?
Actually, yes, I do.
Okay, but is it a family thing? Because every family has its own traditions and norms and standards.
It's a family thing. It's a family thing, yeah. Mainly for Ispani, not just in Jeff for a bride.
Okay. For her work.
Mpo, do you slaughter at your house?
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you a Christian? Are you Christian at your house?
My parents are Christian. I mean, I am
atheist.
No, I'm not atheist. I'm agnostic, but I also... Yeah, I'm more agnostic than anything else.
Okay.
Do you, boo? I'm that type.
I see. So, the families that don't slaughter, for example, say it's because of Christianity. But in the Bible, they speak about igazi mvana.
Yes.
Right? And so then what they usually do is maybe they'll slaughter a sheep, etc. and so on. Mm. But generally, the thing with slaughtering is the animal should die as painlessly as possible.
Yes.
It
shouldn't suffer.
So not in vain.
And also, when the animal dies, you need to know, like, for example, before you eat meat, you need to know how this animal died.
Mm-hmm.
So if you rock up and I say, hey, Saul, here's a cow. There you go. What happened? And I go, nah, the cow just dropped dead. Would you accept that cow?
If I'm in dire poverty, abject poverty, definitely. And I barely eat meat. Yeah.
No.
No, let's be honest. Let's not speak from privilege. If I live in a village, so the story that I saw, a farmer had 58 cows died, killed by lightning.
Oh, okay.
So I was asking, would it be a bad idea to donate? Because we know the abject poverty around the farms and those villages and people living in shacks.
I think people would appreciate that.
They would eat the meat.
No,
it's
they
not
wouldn't.
Poisoned.
So let me explain. So generally, when cows get struck by lightning, people assume that there's witchcraft involved.
Of course.
Or it is God punishing you for something that you've done. Now, they don't want to partake in that punishment. There's very few people that would accept that, actually.
Then give
doesn't
it
matter
those,
how hungry they are.
Give it to those who will accept it. Because I actually think it would be very wasteful. I mean, like you say, 58 cows is a lot of meat. To literally just take this meat and now just chuck it away. That for me is wasteful, right? Those who want the meat, let them have the meat. The same as when, like for instance in Zimbabwe, when they cull elephants, they do give the meat to the community.
But culling is different. Mm. Because culling, you kill the animal yourself. It's like, okay, now I know how this animal died. I have a language, from natural causes.
Yeah, but this was a thunderstorm, right? I would assume.
It was a thunderstorm.
In Lichtenberg. So even if in that particular instance, how do you know what was going to happen?
Of all the farms, why did yours get struck by lightning?
But that is something you couldn't control. You know, there are moments where you will believe in certain things, but when you're hungry, as Saul says, come on, I'm hungry.
I think also at the nub of the issue is whether or not the animal suffered. So I think being struck by lightning is instant. You're like gone.
No, it's not. So if you see an animal that gets struck by lightning, they fall and then they shake.
Yeah, because it is electricity.
Yeah, so it's like they get electrocuted. Also, they don't get fried, but the meat is not tender because it's lightning. You know what I mean?
But also, the meat you buy at the butchery, how do we know that the abattoirs are, you know, slaughtering the way we prefer the cows to be slaughtered?
I love that you brought that up. That's why you get something called a halal certificate.
Yes.
Right?
It's a halal certificate.
And that's why, so halal aside, basically, when you are an abattoir, you do have to adhere to certain standards, and then you get a certification for that. You can't just go sell meat in jail. It doesn't work like this. It does not work like that. You see?
But also these days, through the barcode, you can actually trace back to the abattoir so that you sort of get an understanding of how that particular abattoir functions.
This thing goes down to even how the meat was treated or the animal was treated when it was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. So for example, pigs. Pigs can sense when you're about to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And they squeal. It's the most excruciating thing when you listen to them. They squeal because pigs get killed in a very inhumane way. Sometimes, well, back in the day, it used to be like
a
sledgehammer.
Yeah.
And now what they do is it'll be like a laser or whatever. But generally, any animal that you can hear squealing and crying, you don't want to have that animal.
It's in distress.
But
in
a party.
Nah, man.
Physically
at the end of the day, nourishment is nourishment, especially when you are living in abject poverty. I would take it, regardless of
I'm
the superstition.
I'm with Sol on this one.
Yeah.
I'm with Sol. Hence, I say, make it open to the community. Whoever wants the meat can get the meat. Whoever doesn't, that's fine.
Luckily, we've got a community here on Seize the World. So let's take it to the Seize the World community. Inyama, hey,
Feleji. And don't
would
speak
you
from
eat
privilege.
It?
And don't speak from privilege.
Yes. No, don't tell me you have to speak
no,
from privilege.
No, don't speak from privilege.
No, listen, guys. When you say that, if the guy is privileged, he must speak from what he is.
No, but if you're privileged, then you have options.
Aye.
Speak as someone who has no
who are
options.
You to speak for people? That's no. Even that in itself is a privilege. You think you know what people think.
That people can't afford beef. That people can't afford beef.
Lungile, wazo pilanga masi. Well, I guess Chelo went to see
you. It's funny how with the mind.
Hey, yeah, I'm going to go to the house. Hey, Fele.
Saying over my dead meat.
I don't play that. Give us a shout and let us know.
When there's meat available, trust me, the people will take it. There will be those people that say that no, it's not healthy. It's been struck by lightning or what? Mena, when I was still in the hood, a horse died at the end of our street. And the ladies are coming out with buckets to collect that meat. They cut that horse into pieces.
Yeah, like good tricky. You know, I know I'm a Muslim. I don't know their festival, what it's called, where they slaughter. But they don't eat that meat. They donate that meat. For me personally, even if it's poverty, it's their sacrifice. Why are they not eating that?
No. They do eat the meat. It's just that they can't finish it all. So then what they do is they'll donate it. It's part of the Muslim culture and religion that you must take care of their neighbor. So just like in Christianity, you've got love thy neighbor. In the Muslim religion, you're supposed to take care of your neighbor. You can't be eating while your next door neighbor is starving. So they do eat it themselves, but then they also do donate, yes.
Noma ungahlupheka ulambe kanjani mfethu uyabona inkomo noma imbuzi asithi nje inyama efe ngokungaqondakali umuntu omnyama noma ngalamba kanjani ngeke ayithathe cabanga inkomo ibulawe i-python ayina poison ivele isonge nje iphula amathambo bese iyayiyeka bayiphazamisa akekho umuntu ozoyidla leyo nkomo leyo akekho noma ngalamba kanjani as long asazi isizathu sokufa kwenkomo ayengeke mfana ngeke.
Yes, Sol, you want to say something?
Nah, man. Yeah, obviously, python, a cow that's squeezed to death by a python, come on. Now he has, you guess I'll be said, but just...
But that one again is actually, that one is the most healthy one because all it did was just suffocate. A python just strangled it, that's all.
And it suffered for a very long time. It doesn't just instantly die. It dies, in fact, longer with the python.
Okay.
Sizwana, udla inyama zama crocodile, kodwa ngeke udle inyama yenkomo ngoba nje ishawe umbane. Mina ngayigawula ngoba yini ezoyenzeka. I-lightning nje ugesi, ngayidla leyo nyama leyo.
How much does it look shit? I don't know. Yes, they'll eat it.
Let's feed the nation as long as the meat is healthy, is ready for consumption. Let's feed the nation irrespective of what if you're kanjani, as long as you're not anything wrong, then let's feed the nation. Yeah, for me, let's feed the nation. As long as it's healthy, thank you.
Hey guys,
I agree with Osol. Mina, in my area, there's people who have inkomo, nimbuzi, and if it is fela, they slaughter it and sell it to people in our area. And because abantu balambile, they will either buy it at a cheaper price or they will even get it for free. And also, kune is this dumping site where companies buy fig about dump expired food and all of that. People go there illegally and take that food and eat it. Abantu balambile. So yeah, unfortunately, it does happen.
Inyama. Even me in the north, if they had to bring it up north, I'd eat it. But anyway, my parents don't slaughter, mainly because they're Christian. And my grandparents, my grandmother would tell me that her oldies never told her this. Like, her parents, grandparents never taught her these things. And she's like, if a person is dead, to me is dead. If we slaughter to chow. We don't making a sacrifice to whatever or whoever. So, yeah. But meat is meat. I must bring it to Santin. I shall eat the meat.
Wow.
So I'm a communal farmer. I've got a couple of cattle. And we've had a terrible, 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 terrible winter. And some of the cows that were in our area died. Some of them died due to hunger. And community members came, slaughtered it, and then they ate the meat. It's all poverty, desperation. The cows were not ill. They were just hungry. Yeah.
Mm. So the cows died of poverty too. I hear your views.
This traffic report is sponsored by Momentum Medical Scheme. Visit momentum.co.za to find an option that's perfect for you.
Have you guys ever heard of a theory where people say if a cow is pulled by its tail, let's say at a funeral, or it's slaughtered badly, then most of the people who go to the funeral will either have their stomach running or have stomach aches? I think what Caesar is saying could be true. So you can't just eat because you're inheriting what happened to the cow. Because most people say, oh, no, man, like the meat at the funeral was bad or was badly slaughtered. That is, I have a stomach bug. I personally don't eat steak or cattle meat at a funeral. I stick to chicken.
Imzabo yabantu except family yangingen. So that's also another thing. But you're right. And this is about more than just superstition, because slaughtering meat also has to do with hygiene, right? And so if you don't follow hygienic measures, leyo nyama izokhiphisa abantu ngesisu. That's also a fact. People are going to have runny tummies from eating meat that's not hygienically slaughtered.
Yes, one thing I know, even in the Bible, I'm not sure which verse, but I know that nobody is allowed. You are not allowed to eat meat that still has blood. So that means if a cow or something dies on its own before being slaughtered and being drained of the blood, it shall not be eaten. And it's not good to eat something that died on its own. Rather just bury it or feed it to the animals or something, but not for human consumption. You must only eat meat that you have killed.
Yes. Now, the disposal of the meat, I'm glad you brought that up. The reason why you're supposed to bury it is so that people don't come and eat it. And in fact, you're supposed to throw poison over it and then bury it. Sometimes people will burn it. People that grew up in Mapandleni or in the rural areas, they'll be able to tell you all of these things. Maybe because you didn't grow up around livestock, you don't understand why people feel the way that they do about it. And that's fine too.
But season. Do you know, like, awayazi ukuthi le ntomo le uyidlayo le from Woolies ife kanjani? You just eat it. Siyadla nje. Aw, siyadla sayidlela thina inyama. I don't care ukuthi ife kanjani. As long as it's not poisonous, I'm eating it.
No, but I do, because it comes from a certified abattoir. We spoke about this. There's a reason that people get certifications, even if you export meat, for example, right? I used to export meat to Angola. Literally, I'd send out, containers of it. And before you export it, there has to be a certification. And you need to know where the carcasses came from. And all those things are verified. You don't just take meat in Jerusalem. It doesn't work like that.
I guess no, there's no way. There's no way, guys. So we would not eat that meat. we don't get that meat. And that meat looks different if you have farm and eat like Italy, right? Iba mnyama. You must be paying out. You know, but in iPhone, I think it's like, so it's stuck somewhere. And then Iba mnyama. I think it's like that.
100%.
Yo, Tina, we had that kind of meat at a wedding. So the cow just decided to take its own life, basically. So it was tied to a tree, and then it kept on pulling until it choked to death, like before it was slaughtered. Next thing I know, people were screaming. And then when we went outside, the cow was gone. This one, it was still used for umthimbi. People still believed ukuthi it was taboo. Some people, like, you know, that it's a bad omen. Why would a cow die on its own or at a wedding? Yada. Kodwa yadliwa. Yadliwa inyama yakho.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.